3 feet from the pit, a man was standing, with an electric torch in his hand. "You've done well, Rainsford," the voice of the general called. "Your Burmese tiger pit has claimed one of my best dogs. Again you score. I'm going home for a rest now. Thank you for a most amusing evening." At daybreak, Rainsford was awakened by a sound that made him know that he had new things to learn about fear. It was a distant sound, but he knew it. It was the baying of a pack of hounds. Rainsford knew he could do one of two things. He could stay where he was and wait. That was suicide. He could flee. That was postponing the inevitable. For a moment he stood there thinking. An idea that held a wild chance came to him, and tightening his belt, he headed away from the swamp. The baying of the hounds drew nearer and nearer. On a ridge, Rainsford climbed a tree. About a quarter of a mile away, he could see the bush moving. Straining his eyes, he saw the lean figure of the general. Just ahead of him, he made out another figure. It was the giant Ivan. Rainsford knew that he must be holding the pack in leash. They would be on him any minute now. His mind worked frantically. He thought of a native trick he had learned in Uganda. He slid down the tree. He caught hold of a springy young sapling, and to it he fastened his hunting knife, with the blade pointed down the trail. With a bit of wild grapevine, he tied back the sapling.